It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store here in Mobile. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, next to the Delta Bike Project, and one block off of Dauphin at, that corner. Everybody knows the Wenzel's corner. We're just a block up in the giant orange building, 558 St. Francis Street. Our phone number is 251-255-5155. Give us a call. You can place orders while our website is still under construction. I know it's taking a long time, y'all, but it's going to work when it's done, and that's never happened before. So hopefully we'll have a glitch-free, fully functional website again very soon. We do have more SKUs in our store by far than any other store in Alabama. So it's we're haggling over what are we putting on the website, what are we not, and then have to have pictures, descriptions, all that. So it's taken a while. Anyway, you will eventually be able to find us again at cannabama.com. But for now, if you're a shipping shopper, you can call us at 251-255-5155. And as always, we love to see your beautiful faces in the store on St. Francis Street. So come down and see us. Last week was 4th of July, so everybody had reruns. And so it's been a minute since I've been in the studio. Moved. You know, I mentioned on the show before that we had a really bad mold problem where we were living and constantly staying sick. Well, we've moved. Everybody's feeling better. Got a bigger place. Saving some money, even. And a yard for the dog. So we're excited about that. Isaiah's been on vacation after the move. He did 90% of the move, him and his friends. So anyway, I let him go on vacation. anyway, there's one current event topic I want to talk about before I introduce our first guest. And only because I hate to even bring this up because it does give me and anyone else in the industry a super hard time continuing to uphold our reputations and our levels of integrity. People are, every time something like this happens, it makes us look bad. But anyway, I don't know if this happened today or yesterday, but in Baldwin County, they had a drug task force who executed some warrants, made some arrests. There's a guy in Fairhope, and it listed cocaine, ecstasy, LSD, marijuana, firearms, and drug paraphernalia at his home, and he happens to own a CBD store in Robertsdale. It's called the Casual Dispensary, and this is all public knowledge, so I'm not calling anybody out here. But the Casual Dispensary in Robertsdale, they also seized marijuana and paraphernalia. And way to go, dude. this is hopefully a rare occurrence. It does happen. There are people, and I've seen it happen before. I've actually lost merchant services before because 4 out of 150 CBD accounts, people were selling weed out of the back door and being advised by a bank rep from U.S. Bank to do that. So they shut down all the accounts, and for a while we didn't have credit card processing, and I don't even know who those people were. So anyway, as usual, this is just an opportunity for us to highlight why you should shop at a store like Cannabama. Do your due diligence. Know where you're shopping. Know what you're buying. And come down and let us teach you how to vet products, because there are a lot of snakes in the grass out there, and we just want to keep our head above all that. And part of that is letting you know when there's shady characters in the area. So maybe avoid the Casual Dispensary if they make it back on their feet, because that guy obviously will sell you anything. Anyway, so we don't want to dwell on that too much. Tonight, we are talking to Ray French. Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Ray, you are, let me open up your bio here. I'm just going to read this because it's all of this is relevant and tells you how awesome this guest is. Ray is one of the top horticultural business leaders in the country and around the world. He led the product development and innovation for live goods for the Home Depot in the United States and Canada for over 16 years. After graduating from Auburn University, specializing in nursery crop production, he has propagated hundreds of millions of plants, patented over 20 new introductions, and has led the industry as an innovator and advocate. For the last 5 years, Ray has produced millions of hemp and cannabis seed and has become one of the leading hemp experts in the country, developing products and bringing them into the industry. He is currently the COO for Ocity Biosciences, based here in Foley, Alabama. They are farming hemp at a large scale at their farm in Brewton, Alabama, which I have been to and had so much fun at. And they have a state-of-the-art processing and finished products factory in Foley, which I just got to tour last week. I'm still unpacking everything I saw. It's like just there's so much cool stuff you guys have going on there. The farming operation has a new greenhouse for producing high-quality flower that is one-of-a-kind, high-tech, light-depth house that will be solar-powered and function off the power grid. That's really cool. Ray has a passion for regenerative agriculture and practices cover crop rotation in organic farming. Ocity is a true seed-to-sale company and is making high-quality products from flower that they grew. They're making warming and cooling gels in the Fahrenheit line that contain hemp extract in addition to essential oils, including aloe, arnica, and black seed oil. You guys know that's one of my favorite things in the world. Their tinctures and gummies are named for their effects. Calm has CBG added. Energy has CBDV in addition to their full-spectrum hemp. And Sleep has CBN to help with sleep, as well as 33 milligrams per serving of hemp extract. So they're going to be making gummies and chocolates. And as they expand their product line, as well as a full line of salves and cosmetic creams. That was a mouthful, but welcome, Ray.
Why, thank you.
Well, so we've gathered that you know what you're doing. So I'm excited to have someone with such a huge history in the industry. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and, I mean, how did you get into this?
Well, I grew up working in my father's tractor dealership and had a group of family farmers on both sides of the family. My great uncle was dean of agriculture at Auburn in the late 1800s.
Wow.
And he started the old rotation experiment. It's still an ongoing experiment, the longest ongoing ag experiment in the country.
Wow.
Started in the 1800s, and it's still the most fertile acre in the state of Alabama.
Wow.
They rotate through the big three with the cotton, corn, and soybeans. And then we do cover crops there of clover and vetch and different legumes that fix nitrogen. So mm-hmm. they're able to produce those numbers without adding nitrogen.
Wow. So I know that's a big deal. I hear about nitrogen and nutrition a lot in this industry. So that's very interesting.
Well, seeing as how fertilizer just went from 300 a ton to 1,200 a ton.
Yep.
It's an important thing
right.
to understand and be able to
right.
use. Whether you're using green manures that are your cover crops that you turn in, or actually bringing in other manures.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So how did you get into cannabis specifically?
Well, it's kind of an interesting way, a turn of events. The long run at Home Depot, I was trying to figure out where to take my career next. And at the time, trying to also figure out how to work from my home
right.
and not have to leave. My long-term home there in Fairhope. And so it turned out that I was retained by KPMG to be a scoring judge and help write the scoring for medical marijuana for the state of Florida.
Oh, wow.
So going through that process, I took that as an excuse to go on the road and go to the trade shows and visit colleagues in the industry that had switched and made the move to
right.
At the time, I mean, it's just been 5 years ago, but it was the beginning of the industry in Colorado and California, and seeing the first large scale operations come on board. A lot of those were staffed and manned by colleagues of mine from traditional horticulture.
Right, right. Yes, I have a friend in the industry who started out working for years for Bonnie Plants. And then he transitioned. He's mm-hmm. from Alabama. And he went to California and started growing marijuana there. And then when he saw that the tide was turning toward hemp and that industry was about to start really kicking off, he switched over. And he grows in, I think, California, Virginia, and Alabama. So a lot of people, I imagine there are a lot of people that started out in different industries working for nurseries and things like that and other plant-type industries that aren't marijuana transition over, and I imagine that was a good bit of historical experience. So when did you actually start growing?
Plants?
Mm-hmm.
Horticulture?
I mean,
cannabis. Or cannabis.
Go ahead and answer. Give me a number, a year, and then we'll come back for the break and finish up that.
2019 was my first year in the professional cannabis industry.
Okay, when we come back, we'll pick up right there with Ray French. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. Tonight we're talking to Ray French of Ocity Biosciences, and we were just talking before the break about how long you've been actually growing cannabis plants. You said 2019. Now, I think it was it that year that I came to the farm, or was it the next year, 2020?
Well, at that time, I was commuting back and forth between here and Boulder,
uh-huh.
and I've been with Ocity now for a little over a year.
Okay.
So that farming operation, I think you would have been, there were there fourth
It was
year,
Southern Star Farms.
Southern Star Farms at the time.
Right.
And so it that year, I was actually producing the seed that we're growing now at our farm here. I was commuting back and forth to Boulder, and working for a company called Front Range Biosciences.
Okay.
And we produced hundreds of millions of seed and several million young clone transplants.
Okay.
And distributed them to all the legal states that would let them ship them across their borders. So
right.
That was one of the things that in this newfound career, that having experience with interstate transportation, phytosanitary certificates, all the regulatory stuff that comes into shipping plant across state lines,
mm-hmm.
also applied to cannabis.
Right.
So we were able to ship the very first tractor trailer load of plants legally across the state lines into the state of Alabama.
Really?
Yep. And California the
wow.
same year. It was you know, Utah. There was about 17 states that we were able to legally transport tractor trailer loads of young plants.
Right.
It's a lot of fun, you know, being on the edge of groundbreaking
right.
new stuff, as well as scary at the same
time. I was going to say, it's a little nerve-wracking, right? Because for those of you who don't know, when he used the word clone, that's the word that they use for, instead of, you know, starting with a seed, they sort of plant the seed for you and give you this tiny baby plant that you can then plant in the ground, right?
That's exactly right. You know, it's been really difficult for me, having been in the profession for years and selling what we call liners,
mm-hmm.
young plants, transplants, seedling starts. Those are all the professional terms.
Right.
But the cannabis industry, of course, decided to come up with their own name for it.
Right.
Because the indoor growers and the, as they called it in California, the traditional market.
Mm-hmm.
they decided to call them clones.
Yeah.
Because they weren't really, no one had gone to horticulture school, evidently.
Right. And weed people are weird anyway.
I'm not going there.
Hey, myself included. myself included. I wear it like a badge of honor.
Well, you know, that this career change for me has been really interesting, because it is a melding of the traditional market people, or people that had been involved in cannabis for quite some time.
Right.
And now all of a sudden you're seeing the professionalization of the industry, where
right.
Experienced growers or managers, retailers are coming into it and applying a lot of the more modern business techniques to it.
Right.
But they call them strains. And that is not a correct botanical term. They're
really?
Varieties.
Please enlighten. Oh.
They are varieties. They are, you know, the plant nomenclature is genus, species, variety.
So why do we use the word strain? Is that another word they made
just
up?
Just like clones. Somebody made it up and decided that
it
would be.
Because if I said variety, people would be like, huh?
Yeah. And so I've had to succumb to calling them clones.
What
I did
kills
it just
me
then.
Is when people say strands. I'm like, oh,
uh-huh.
wow.
Well, the other one you hear a lot is called varietals.
Oh.
And that's they use that a lot in wine country, because that's what they call wine varieties or grape
right.
varieties for wine, is the varietal is such
right.
and such. And so
and that indicates the type of grape that was used.
That's correct.
Right, because they're all different, you know. It's like, I am not a wine connoisseur. I only drink Chardonnay. I know some is dry and some of them's buttery. I like the buttery. That's the extent. But I'm also the type of person that three drops of Chardonnay on my tongue and I'm like wasted white girl. So, yes, thank you, cannabis, because I can't hang with the drinkers. As it's ironic because my name is Boozer. I never have been. I was in a sorority once, but anyway, we won't talk about that.
Well, it's been great to see the growth of the industry and seeing hemp and hemp products help so many people out.
100%.
You know, being in floriculture and the flower business, it was always, you know, this wonderful experience of someone saying, oh, I love my yard, or I love gardening,
right,
or this variety of Encorzea, or this variety of rose is just so awesome, and
right,
the joy that people bring to their lives. And now these meetings are more like, well, I've had epilepsy since I was a child, and that's
right,
what brought me to the industry.
Or I'm in intractable pain, or I have crippling PMS or migraines. I mean, I get that. That's the joy of being boots on the ground with the customers. I know you guys get feedback on some level, but that's our day in and day out, and that is what keeps me getting out of bed every day.
Well, one of the you know, fun events I was able to do is your 420 event,
mm-hmm,
and it was really interesting because the line of people, of course, were coming by to the booth,
mm-hmm,
and you had soccer moms.
That's right.
To people that were worried because they're about to be taken off of Medicare and can't get their opiates anymore.
Right.
Or they need to get off the opiates because it's hurting them.
Or they want to. Yeah.
And they're worried because they don't want to fail a drug test.
Right.
Which is, ironically, you have to take to get
right,
prescribed an opiate.
Exactly. No, I get it. I that's one of our biggest battles. I have found that more and more doctors locally are okay with it or even supporting it and recommending it. I have a couple of doctors in town that I've had a couple of customers come in and say, oh, I got your brochure from my doctor's office. And I'm like, say what? So,
well, we're going to see. I went to the Emerald Science Conference this year in San Diego, and that's a professional technical papers presented,
mm-hmm,
just like any other science conference you would
right,
go to. But this was specific for cannabis. And so many doctors came up there and were speaking that they need more data. They
right,
need clinical studies. And then we had the answers is coming out now that it's legal to actually even research this plant.
Right.
That we're seeing a lot more actual data versus, you know, we have this long history of we have a pretty good idea what cannabis does
of
for
course,
people.
Of course. Anecdotal. The anecdotal evidence is overwhelming, but that doesn't count in the science hall.
So we'll see more clinical studies. The new Alabama medical cannabis law has a provision in there to help support actually studying the plant.
Good. And I know Auburn, I think, has been heavily involved in the pilot program, right?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Not so much the horticulture school, but other departments with their medical school, with
mm-hmm,
the veterinary school.
Right.
They're taking a look at how it affects horses, large animals and small animals. I think 15 research projects ongoing at the university right now.
Yeah.
But they have not been as active on the horticulture side
right,
of the growing, but they have been doing a lot of research, which is good to see.
Yeah, I went to a conference in Fairhope about a year and a half ago, and it was people from all over the industry, and that's where I met the guys from BASCorp that do the fiber.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lady from Auburn, and I think she was from like the entomology department or something, studying the bugs that you have to battle
yeah,
with.
And the Extension Service has some good information. It's been very helpful to the hemp industry.
Yeah, and I do know at USA Children's and Women's, they were doing a study in the NICU with premature babies and giving them CBD to see if it would help them thrive and help them to survive, being born prematurely. That was probably 2 years ago that I heard about that. It is exciting that Alabama is actually doing some good research.
Yeah, we're going to see more and more data coming out about the plant. And
right,
then, we're trying to battle some of the big pharmaceutical companies
that, of course,
don't
yeah,
want to see
Of course.
On the way.
Well, I'm not surprised about that.
So, that's a good lead-in to start talking about some of the different cannabinoids and the different things and uses for the plant that we're able to see from a scientific standpoint and some of this research that's being done on actually what the different effects are of these different cannabinoids.
Yeah. Well, CBD changed my life. People always say, how in the world does a 40-year-old soccer mom who hasn't had a job since 2001 end up being the first person in Alabama to sell this stuff and do so well? And I'm like, it changed my life. One serving of raw RSHO changed my life, and I couldn't shut up about it. And I got, for me, it was the learning about the different cannabinoids, the different uses. Like, why is this so good? Because it immediately affected so many different, seemingly unrelated issues that I had. And so, but I couldn't explain it to my mother without having to go and she thought I was going to end up in a ditch with a needle in my arm,
Devil's lettuce.
The weed. Yes. And my mom is a teacher on top of it. I'm happy. I'm wearing my DARE t-shirt, ironically. I love to wear this t-shirt because it's so funny. I got a pot leaf tattoo on my arm, a DARE t-shirt. It's a good conversation starter, but, my mom was a teacher from the 1990 until last year. And so she had, that DARE program was deep in her veins. And my parents weren't drinkers and partiers or anything like that. I had relatives that were drug addicts, though, and I also was an opiate addict, so she was concerned for me. And I was like, no, Mom, and I had to go and learn it. And when I started learning, it was like turning on a spigot that the handle broke off. It's never going to stop because I was voracious. I loved it. I love it to this day. So it is very exciting to see not only CBD, but CBG, CBN, and now we can use different varieties of THCs legally, and it's incredible, you have a product that we're going to go into more in the next segment. You have a product that has, I've talked about THCV, but I had never seen anybody using CBDV. Mm-hmm. And I had to ask at our meeting last, what even is that? And so there's so many new things coming on, and they're not new. They're just new to us. But like I say, I'm always learning, and I always tell my customers, do your own research. But if you ever find anything that contradicts something I've said, please come and tell me, because if I'm wrong, I want to stop being wrong. But, I'm self-taught. I don't have a degree in anything. I had half of a music degree. So I'm self-taught. And I've learned from some really amazing people like you in the industry. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Ocity's product line and where you can get it. I'll give you a hint. It's in downtown on St. Francis Street. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Ray French from Ocity Biosciences. And so let's get into the new product line. You guys have been working really hard on your facility. It's beautiful. There's one big room I said a couple times, you should roller skate in here, because there's this one big giant room that there's something in the middle. I can't remember what it is, but you could literally roller skate around it. And then every small room has these massive, crazy looking machines, and they do all this stuff. And you got to wear a white coat and protective glass. It was so cool. Anyway, so let's start with the topicals. Because, I had to talk about adaptogenics. My listeners know how much I love adaptogenics. So tell us a little bit about the Fahrenheit heating and cooling creams.
Absolutely. I want to go ahead and get the disclaimer out of the way that we're not making any health claims that none
That's
of this
right.
is approved by the FDA.
Right.
Although we are in a former FDA food grade certified facility.
Yes.
And we're going through our lead up to our GMP certification. So when you come to the facility, it is like a secure, what would you expect to be a food grade or pharmaceutical grade
right.
medicine factory. And so
it's not open to the public, and
Unfortunately, not.
Yeah, no.
And we're very busy there making these products, and we're excited to have the consistency and the reliability and having a true science team on staff where we do all of our analytical testing in-house all the way through the process. And then our final products, of course, were third-party tested.
Right.
But we know in our tinctures and we know in our distillates exactly how much go in every single batch.
Right.
We have an award-winning chemist and scientist that named Chris Whaley that's out there now. He's a Daphne native that we're able to coax out of Colorado.
There's so many great people from Alabama who left to work in the industry, and it's so great every time I hear about somebody coming home to work here. That's really awesome.
And it's great. He just won 2022 Men's Health Best Tincture.
One of his
tinctures, and you know he's known throughout the industry. MJ Biz does an annual review of over 100 products, mm-hmm. and they test them blind test, and he's either number one or number two every year for consistency in product.
Wow, and then, that's awesome.
And now working with him and seeing the the methods that we go through, and having a verifiable lab. He's a formerly trained chemist and a formulations expert.
Right.
So we're really happy to have that level of confidence in our products, and
right.
it's part of what drives us. And so one of our first products we came out with were these two topicals. One is a warming gel. They're both called Fahrenheit. So Fahrenheit is our hemp heating gel is what we call it. And it gives a deep penetrating relief. It's got a lot of great ingredients, including right up at the top of the list, of course, is aloe and meadow foam, menthol. And of course, our hemp extract. Each container has a good bit of hemp extract in it. We have these disposable packets that are 25 milligrams per packet,
mm-hmm.
and that's about the same for each dose coming out of our pump bottles as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, a box of 100 has 2,500 milligrams of our CBD extract in it.
And they're in these little, really super cool. Now you guys know I'm huge on samples. I don't have to make these myself, so these are super cool. It feels like a little square, like hard card. And you could tell there's a little jelly something to it, but you snap it. And so it's very small. You could literally keep it in your pocket. You can keep it in your bag. And you just snap it and squeeze it out, and it's a perfect single serving of these topicals. And you can buy them individually. You can buy a little box. How many is in the little box?
Oh, in the small box is 10 packs.
Yeah. And and then, of course, they come in a big pump. Once you try it and you know you like it, then you can get a big pump and you don't have to come in so often. But it's definitely nice to have the little 10 packs or the individuals just throw in your bag, especially if you work out and you throw it in your gym bag, you know. When Isaiah was playing sports at Saraland, he always had CBD cream salve, and he was always giving it out. Because they would get hurt at practice or get sore afterwards. And I remember when he tried out for kicker, he had to kick 50 field goals in like a small amount of time. And he said, Mom, his butt hurt. His butt and his upper thighs in the back. He's like, help me. So we kept that pump. He's like, I went into the bathroom at lunch today at school and had to put more CBD on my thighs. I was like, do what you got to do, baby. But conveniently being able to carry it around is a really great selling point.
Well, the pinch packs have been popular, and you can try small amounts, and it's easy to throw in your gym bag.
Right.
Our heating gel has got hot pepper in it.
Okay.
It's got capsaicin in it.
Right. So but that's great. Capsaicin. We've had a couple of topicals before that had capsaicin in it.
So that it's one great thing about it is it gives you that warming sensation,
mm-hmm.
for sure. But the one thing you have to be careful is not rubbing your eyes.
Yes.
Or being careful of certain places you might not want to rub it.
Right. Any mucosal membrane areas like your mouth, your nose, or anything else.
So the feedback on these products has been really, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
The other one on our cooling gel, we've had it's got a lot more aloe forward in it. It's also got a little more alcohol, so you get that kind of cooling sensation instant cooling sensation. We have all kind of anecdotal stuff. We were all standing around at work. after work talking in the parking lot. I guess we hadn't had enough of each other yet.
Right.
And we happened to be having this discussion, standing in fire ant piles.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, you know how the fire ants do. They all light you up at the same time.
Yep.
And then, of course, somebody grabbed a hold of the cooling gel and started handing packets out.
Yeah.
And it was amazing that all of a sudden, you know, the fire ant stings were
– Right.
And didn't get that little whelp on
it
afterwards.
Talk about your in-depth research.
That's
there.
That's right. That's right. And I use it, you know, I use it personally for when I get too much sunburn.
Yes.
And the cooling gel has been a big relief for a lot of people from sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
And also mosquito bites. Of course, I've seen my wife using it like a mosquito repellent and puts it on like perfume to go work in the garden.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, there's a lot of great essential oils that are in it, as well as the CBD.
Right.
And it's got our full spectrum extract. We use that full spectrum extract in all of our products.
Okay.
One of the things that sets us apart is that we have this machine, this giant machine. Jennifer got to come see it the other day. It's serial number 001. And
right.
It's basically what it does is allows us to separate these minor cannabinoids where, you know, I've been breeding for higher CBDV. Also, I'm a co-inventor on a high THCV variety called Day Slayer that's been very popular in states where it's legal.
Right.
It's a one-to-one THC, THCV, super high energy. It's an appetite suppressant. Well, there's a varin. This V is named after the varin, CBD varin. And it also has the same effect. It's a little energy boost, and it also is somewhat of an appetite suppressant.
Right.
According to anecdotal evidence.
Right.
No health claims here.
Right.
But the feedback has been really strong on that. And so we take our energy tincture. It's got our hemp extract as well as CBDV that we've separated through our process, and then added that as a little supplement, a bonus into it. Each one of our one-ounce tinctures has got 2,000 milligrams of cannabinoids in it, which is a nice amount.
Yes.
And we've got it in a dropper. And we decided that there's no reason these things should just taste terrible.
Right.
And that's one of the things that Chris has brought to the table.
Full-spectrum tinctures do have that, weed stank on the end of it.
So.
You know what I mean? That aftertaste, it's like, yee.
So our processing, we can get some of the contaminants and some of the stronger terpenes out of it.
Right.
And then our energy tincture is the flavor we call it is mocha latte.
Yes. And it to me, it smells like, it's like a Werther's Original. It's very – it doesn't really taste like a mocha chocolate to me. It's definitely a creamy coffee Werther's Original. That's the very predominant thing that comes to my mind. It's a nice flavor.
It's funny you said coffee because our farm manager, he loves it in his coffee every morning. He puts a dropper in his coffee.
I bet, yeah.
Get the day going. The crack of dawn, 4:30 in the morning. If you've been on a farm, you know what that's like.
Uh-huh.
So the energy tincture has been great. And then, you know, our other tinctures, and the same thing we're doing with our gummies, our calm tincture's got CBG.
Yes.
And CBG is called the mother of all cannabinoids.
Right.
Because it's actually one of the precursors that splits out into other channels of cannabinoids.
Right.
And it's got a lot of anti-inflammatory characteristics that are being reported now. And it's something that if somebody's taking one of our they've got something that they're using, one of our cooling gel or warming gels, and you're trying to overcome something, the combination with the tincture, especially with that calm, helps.
Yeah, and the blue raspberry lemonade flavor, holy crap, you guys. It is so – it's my favorite. I tasted it at our meeting. It is so yum. It's just like – and I don't even like blue raspberry, but the blue raspberry lemonade, it's like it's very light, it's not too sweet, and it's super tasty. I like this the flavor of this one the best.
All right, and then the sleep, the name of our other tincture is Sleep, and it's got CBN in it. And,
right.
And CBN, you're seeing more and more.
Oh, yeah. We love CBN.
Evidence of health, and it, just our feedback of people that were struggling to sleep. This has really helped a lot of people out.
Yeah.
They like it. You know, some of these other things like melatonin, you have withdrawal and it replaces your natural melatonin.
Right.
Where with our CBN and the sleep tincture, it seems to really be successful.
Yeah. Now, we have some very diehard CBN fans.
Good.
Yeah, so we have a gummy that is just CBN, and people love that. So I definitely think – and this one's peppermint bark and chocolate, just now that we're on the flavor kick. And it's also very yum. It's a nice, like, peppermint zingy, but that definitely smooth chocolate, but not too much. That's what I like about them, is that the flavor's not overwhelming, because some of them are just like – choke on it, which probably means they're trying to cover up something nasty. So I want to talk about the gummies, but we're about to go to break. One of the things that I wanted to highlight, you were talking about adaptogenics. We love adaptogenics. Adaptogenics are where it's at in this industry, along with the cannabis, because it definitely makes it go in like a laser focus. When we come back, we'll talk about the gummies and finish up with Ray French from Ocity Labs.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. Excuse me while I swallow. So I just had one of these tangerine-flavored Energy Plus CBDV gummies. Dude, these taste amazing. They are really good. Nice orangey flavor.
We really appreciate that. We've worked hard on getting these flavors. We've had panels and taste tests, and we try to have them later in the afternoon as we get into the chocolates and everything else. And
right, to pick you back up. The chocolate, which y'all don't have out yet, right?
No, the chocolates will be out soon.
I got to try one, and it was phenomenal chocolate. That's the thing. It doesn't matter if it works good, if it tastes horrible, but this is good quality chocolate.
It does. We take a lot of pride in having our products be consistent and taste good.
Mm-hmm.
So you like the tangerine?
I do. I like tangerine a lot.
Awesome. We're going to see as the radio show goes on just how much extra energy these things have in them. So we'll see how the dosage affects us.
Yes.
I'll go ahead and be fair and take one myself.
Yes, but the taste is good. The texture's good. Some gummies, it's amazing how they taste like chewing rubber. And it's like they almost don't, like you can tear it apart with your teeth, but you can't ever actually disintegrate it. That, to me, is weird.
Well, our staff can tell you, we've been anticipating getting these gummies out to market for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And we really worked hard to where we knew we could have a consistent finished product.
Mm-hmm.
And gummies don't have that many ingredients in it.
No, they're very simple, and I think that's why the industry loves them.
But it's like baking bread.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not just right, and you don't know exactly what you're doing, and you're not consistent every time, then your bread's not going to be the same every time.
Right.
So we're producing these things, and they're coming off of our product lines, and we're excited about it. Feedback has been really good. And we like the flavors. And the other, you know, the flavors on these three are tangerine for the full spectrum energy, and then our sleep is wild berry, and then peach mango is what we decided for our calm.
I'm looking forward to trying that one too, because peach mango sounds really good.
Well, now's as good a time as any.
Well, then are we counteracting?
No, the CBG, the calm. It goes really well with the energy. What you don't want to do is the CBN, the sleep.
Right.
One.
Don't take CBN unless you're ready to go to bed.
Yeah. It really.
Yeah, don't do that.
It you know, that's one that we like to see later in the night.
Ooh, well, these don't have the sugar on the outside.
No, that one, they don't have quite as much sugar on the coat.
I like it, though. It's light. Like, I have a super strong sense of smell and taste. So when things are overwhelming, I don't like it. These are, I think I like that better.
And all of these still contain, each gummy's got 25 milligrams of our CBD extract.
Mm-hmm. And, ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I'm excited.
Well, and, you know, that's great feedback. And you know, these things now, as our employees are enjoying them, we get to have, you know, as employee of the company, we get to have some samples.
Right, of course. Home.
And here's the feedback.
Best perk of my job is the samples.
The feedback on these has been really positive, both from the taste and the effect.
Yeah.
As you know, these are not the Delta 8 gummies. These are not going to have you all intoxicated.
Yeah, they're not going to impair you.
Right. But they do give you know, you have this kind of sense of, I feel like I've got just this kind of, they're fairly fast acting, and then just kind of this sense of relaxation that I enjoy having with these. Now, I can tell you, these are full spectrum, so they've got 0.3% THC in them.
Right.
And they have a little bit of CBL and some of the other cannabinoids, so... I can tell you, if you decide just to go ahead and wolf down 10 or 12 of them, we don't recommend it at all, but you may be up for a while.
No, I always tell people, if you have a trouble, people are like, they're so good, I want to eat the whole jar. I'm like, so go buy regular gummies for $2.59 at the Dollar Tree that look and taste similar. Eat your medicated gummy and then chow on the regular gummies. You know, but if the product's safely made... We never recommend you eat 9 or 10 of them. But if you do, it will not kill you.
No, but you might be up for a while.
Right. You may feel like you want to die.
No, you don't. It doesn't, you know, it's that having been through these tasting rooms and having actually purposefully somewhat overdosed ourselves on them.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to figure out the flavor. And
100%.
And going through the flights of gummies.
Right.
And we realize, you know, that these higher amounts, it's not like you're going to be just totally, you know, go into this whole, you know, tripping out on it. But it is also something that, you know, if you eat too many of the sleep gummies, you're going to go to sleep.
Right. Oh, of course.
Hard, and you're going to, you know, it's the same thing with the energy gummy. We had tasted a good many the other night, and my wife was so mad. I was up all night long.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
All night long with that one. So,
yeah.
You know, we recommend, you know, one gummy or one droplet with a tincture.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as if you want to feel more, you may take a second one on the gummy or the tincture. That's up to about 50.
We always tell people, try one first.
Yeah.
More isn't more at some point, you know, especially with CBD. Once you sort of reach your sweet spot, you plateau. More isn't more. You're just wasting money at that point and overdoing it and probably going to sleep a lot. Because you're going to be so relaxed. But, you know, you don't need to eat four. Try one and go up slowly. That's what with the tinctures. We start with, you know, a half a dropper or one dropper. If you need more, we adjust from there or we switch products. But start low and go up slowly, because once you get to that point where you're getting a really good amount of response from it, more isn't going to do that much for you, and it may become adverse.
So they're 25 milligrams. In the THC world, 25 milligrams of THC is a pretty good dose.
Yes.
And the legal serving size that they can put in a single container in most recreational states are regulated to 100 milligrams per container of gummies.
Right. I bought 5 milligram gummies in Vegas.
Right. So typically you'll see 5 and 10 milligram on the THC side.
Right.
The amount that's in these is a nice amount. It's CBD, and it has the CBD effects on it. But you start getting up towards, you know, you take 4 and that's 100 milligrams. That's mm-hmm. a pretty good dose right there.
Yeah. That's what I take every day. But
well,
everybody's different, though. I had a lady who could do a 10 milligram jelly bean, and she said it helped with her C-section pain and her migraines and this and that. And I'm like, "That you're a unicorn, lady. 10 milligrams?
All right.
C-section pain? I've had C-sections. Ain't no way." Anyway, well, so besides the chocolates, like, can you share with us anything you guys are working on or you plan to work on or any other news?
Oh, yeah. We're excited about it. We through our process, we have we have things that we're able to separate out. I wouldn't call them byproducts. They're actually, we can separate out the fats and the waxes.
Right.
And these lipids that come out of the plant are beautiful, and you can put them in cosmetics instead of animal fats. So we're kind of stockpiling that right now, getting ready to come out with some of our skin rejuvenation cream and some of our lip balms and those type of products that we can use these lipids, the fats that we get out of the plants. So we're excited about that coming down the pipeline. We're looking at being able to pelletize and do some animal feed, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got a good bit of flour on hand, so to have flour and pre-rolls coming down as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're processing everything we can.
Right. But, and they have a lot, too. Those big old white bags, I went back to work, and I was like, y'all should have seen it. And it's very fragrant. Well, the cosmetics thing, you know, I've had different skincares and stuff, and they're great products, but I think, especially here where people are still wrapping their brains around CBD as an ingestible medicine, a lot of people don't want to or don't see the value in skincare products, whether it's, you know, after sun care, sunscreen. I had the hardest time selling this sunscreen, but my family only uses it because it's like it prevents the after sun effects ahead of time, and it's a fantastic sunscreen. My ex-husband and my daughter are both very fair skinned, and they burn easily, and he messaged me a couple weeks ago after he went kayaking to say, I didn't get burned anywhere but on my ankles where I forgot to put it on my kayaking trip. He was kayaking for hours all day, and he only got burned where he forgot to apply it, which is pretty incredible for him because he burns like crazy. But it's hard for people to, you know, I've never had success on a large scale with skincare products, but I think as people are getting used to using CBD every day and being less afraid of it and more informed on it, I think skincare is going to be the next big frontier. So thank you, Ray. We're out of time. Thank you for being here. You can find these products where?
Cannabama.
That's right. I'm leaving here with all this loot. I'm going to the store to put it on a special shelf. And for the rest of the week, we will have these products for 10% off. Just as a thank you to come in and try. I know a lot of people have their favorites. Come try Ocity. Thanks again, Ray. And we'll see you next week on Sweet Home Cannabama.